The 3-0 ODI series whitewash and the T20 loss at the hands of India has set the Zimbabwe national cricket team house on fire, with cricket followers from all the four corners of the country calling for the Chevrons to be disbanded. Although the Chevrons put up a spirited performance in the final T20 game yesterday before losing by a narrow 3 runs, followers of the game say a loss is a loss, how narrow it is. Spectators at Harare Sports Club are getting fewer and fewer as the fans cannot stomach the humiliation that is going on day in and day out, with ardent sports follower Farai Kambamura saying he will not set his foot at Harare Sports Club again unless results start coming.
I am a very disappointed man. They will never see me again at Harare Sports Club. I cannot waste my time going there. These guys are a huge disappointment to the nation.
Kambamura believes if Zimbabwe are to find their way back to the top, Zimbabwe cricket should disband the entire current team and its coaches and build a new team altogether, starting from the foundation.
We need a complete overhaul of the whole team. What is happening here, we've got old horses in the team. I think we have to inject new blood from the technical staff to the players. I think it's a waste of time keeping the team that is the current team. We need young, energetic players here.
There is another section of the Zimbabwe cricket community who feel that Zimbabwe no longer deserve their test status, nor to play with associate teams, but should be relegated to play in the Africa zone with the likes of Kenya, Tanzania and Namibia. While defeat is part of the game, it is the margins of the losses, such as by 8, 9 and 10 wickets, which has riled the followers of the game, with Liberty Msodzi saying the Chevrons should learn to lose with respectability.
They are supposed to give us something competitive. We just want competitive. We don't mind losing. Okay, we do mind losing, but at least it has to be respectable losses.
Mid-West Rhinos supporter Wallace Nyemba is straight to the point. He is of the opinion that the current cricket team has outlived its usefulness and no longer has what it takes to represent Zimbabwe as a nation.
It's now very disappointing. I think most of the players do not have what it takes to be representing Zimbabwe national team.
Cricket commentator and analyst Brian Gorenema says Zimbabwe has over the years changed as many as 6 or so coaches, but the results have been getting worse. The reason, says the sports analyst, is because the coaches have placed their faith in the same underperforming players and the results have been the same.
We've had Ruben Brown, the late Kevin Curran, we've had Walter Chawakuta in the one-day setup, we have Stephen Mankonko, we have Alan Butcher, we have had Dave Whatmore. All these are good coaches. But now questions have to be asked about the guys who have played over 200 one-day internationals, guys like Otto Chikumbura. That lack of consistency. Losing has become a habit in Zimbabwe.
Gorenema says the experienced players have failed to deliver, suggesting that the Zimbabwe under-19 team that took part at the 2016 World Cup should be turned into the Chevrons.
The guys that we are seeing hard for experience are the ones who are putting pressure on the team. So probably it's now high time that the cricket missed a trick. Some of the guys who came from the under-19 should have been fused with this senior team and get contracts. But I'm afraid some of them have left the country, gone to play cricket in England, league cricket, to try and make some money out of it. So at the end of the day, we don't have a plan at the top. And again, today we don't have a plan on the field of play.
Studio 7 was unable to get a comment from Zimbabwe cricket president Tawengwa Mukhuhlani on how they allowed the emerging talent to escape through their net. However, Captain Graham Cremer says they need time for them to get things right.
It'd be nice to get a few more games. I mean, we've got a few test matches coming up now, but if we carry on playing continuously, hopefully guys will get better.
Former captain Elton Chikumbura is also on record saying he's not going anywhere as he still has 2 or 3 years still to play. Zimbabwe are scheduled to play New Zealand in 2 tests at Queen's Sports Club in Bulawayo starting on July 28. However, observers are quick to point out that nothing will come out of that New Zealand tour apart from humiliation unless there is a complete overhaul of the Zimbabwean team. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.